Delaware County resident. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman and Mike Mayer.
Good Tuesday evening, and bidding you welcome from Strathaven High School in Wallingford, PA, southeastern part of the state, the heart of Delaware County. Boys High School Basketball, we are in week number one. Tonight we feature the Strathaven Panthers with a record of 2-0, taking on Central League rival Upper Darby. Upper Darby is coached by Bob Miller, his 25th season of coaching here in Delaware County. He's a 1982 grad of Chief Logan High School in an area where I was a radio broadcaster for 14 years. That's up in Mifflin County, Pennsylvania. Lewistown, he went to, again, Chief Logan High School, Bob Miller, but Bobby has been here for a long time in Delaware County. Strathaven 2-0, close wins over Academy Park and Phoenixville. Dave McFadden in year number two, Upper Darby grad in 2003, and he played under Coach Miller during that time. As we mentioned earlier, Upper Darby, their first game of the year. Strathaven last year 19-5. Their last game was in this gym. They got blown out of the District 1 playoffs by Hatboro Horsham, who came in, Mike, if you remember, with a 500 record, and then blew us out 68-46, and they made a nice run into the state tournament, did Hatboro Horsham. Upper Darby, up and down year again last year, and we'll just see what happens here tonight.
Well, absolutely. You know, high school football, I'm still in my football
mode. Well, yeah, just
that
ended.
That season just ended. High school basketball, like all high school sports, you know, you don't get to pick your players, you don't get to keep them, you know, for year after year after year. And of course, when they get good is when they leave. Generally, their junior, senior year is when they're really beginning to perform well. And then, of course, they graduate and they're gone, and you either have to start all over again or hopefully bring some people up. And that's what happens in basketball. Only five men on an active field at a roster, about 15 in most teams' rosters. So not a whole lot of depth necessarily. And, you know, you look at tall kids that have some talent. A lot of these kids play football. A lot of these kids play, you know, some kind of track or cross country. So a lot of cross sports going on. But it's great to see. But the bottom line is a powerhouse one year is not necessarily mean anything the next. Although that being said, when you look at Delaware County, you know, you can almost count on every year Lower Marion or Chester being the two main teams. And Lower Marion, I know, technically is not in Delaware County, but we consider them part of Delaware
County. In the Central League.
Right. So, and they tend to just attract kids and reload every year and are always competitive. However, Strathaven, as an example, have had some tough years going in, and they had a great breakout year last year. And they expect to be in there this year. Right now, what they're talking about, though, if you look at Matt Smith's top pick.
2-0, Upper Darby, their first game of the year. Two longtime rivals in the Central League. Delaware County, Super 7, Chester, number one. They coming into tonight, they're 1-0, beat a really tough Simon Gratz team from the Philadelphia Public League. Tonight losing, though, Chester at halftime by 15 points at Newark, Delaware, who was ranked 13th in the state of Delaware. Archbishop Carroll, number two.
Go ahead.
And you know all about them, and they're loaded again. They just won a big tournament up in Erie, beat St. Ignatius out of Ohio in one of those games. Paul Romanchik, unbelievable. Episcopal comes in number three. They're not a member of the PIAA, but they're in Delaware County, and they are absolutely loaded. They're in the Interact. Penwood comes in number four, first-year head coach Matt Lindemann. And Penwood looked very good the other day, beating West Catholic at the Chester tournament on Saturday. Pencrest comes in number five, led by Ty Norwood. An electrifying player. Number six, Haverford School of the Interact League. They got a big pickup from Octorara High School before the season. And the Ray boy, he is an absolute just beast. And he transferred, unfortunately. Well, I would say he transferred from Octorara. I'm good friends with Gene Lambert, the coach of regular public school, to Haverford School, the Interact. And they have Jameer Nelson, his son, Jameer Nelson Jr., also a member. He's a sophomore for Haverford School. Number seven is Bonner out of the Philadelphia Catholic League. So there you have it.
And I know that Strathaven is looking to get into the top seven with the way they play, so we'll see what happens. Returning for Haven is John Hara, who has been a phenomenal football player. He played a mean game of basketball last year. He is a very tall 6'9", center. He doesn't shoot necessarily a lot, but he is definitely a team captain and a force to reckon with in the middle of that court. And I think they've kind of built the team this year around him and what his abilities are going to be. So that should be interesting to watch as the year progresses.
All right, let's take a break. You're listening to the pregame show. I'm Dave Berman with Mike Mayer, opening night of DelcoHoops.com at Strathaven, taking on Upper Darby here at the beautiful and legendary Strathaven, formerly Nether Providence High School gym, here on this Tuesday night. Strathaven is 2-0 in the season under Dave McFadden in year number two. Upper Darby grad 2003. He played under Bob Miller, who was the head coach of Upper Darby. Isn't that crazy? And Bob, again, is from Mifflin County, Pennsylvania, but he has made a home here in Delaware County. I want to thank all of our great sponsors. And, you know,
and if we can get to them, the glitch that caused the power outage also shot our recorded commercial program, so we're trying to bring that back.
So we'll continue here. Let's run down some rankings real quick. Mike, and you know, when you hear that, when I hear the music, we'll go to the break.
Okay.
In 6A, Reading preseason number one, followed by Abingdon, Plymouth White Marsh, William Allen, and Pocono Mountain West. Remember, six classes this year. 5A, in which Strathaven and Chester are in. Upper Darby's a 6A school. They're huge. In 5A, Archbishop Wood is number one. They just won the PIAA 5A state championship over my buddies from Harrisburg, 37-10. Abingdon Heights from the Scranton area, number two, with Ken Bianchi, a great coach he is. Bangor from the Slate region, north of Allentown, the Lehigh Valley, they're number three. Upper Marion comes in number four. Whitehall, number five. 4A, Imhotep Charter, they are loaded. They beat the top team in 6A already, Reading by 17 points. Imhotep, number one, followed by Scranton Prep. Newcastle, always tough. 2014 state champs at the Quad A level. Fourth is Beaver Falls, just won a PIAA football state championship for the first time ever. And number five is Bethlehem Catholic. In 3A, it's Newman Goretti, number one. And then we'll get more of that as the night goes on. It's DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back once again. Tuesday night, we're live from Strathaven High School in Wallingford, southeastern PA. Boy, is this program, this school, which started back in the first year, was 83-84, a lot of state championships, two in football, at least five in boys soccer. I have it all written down. Next time I'll bring it out and talk about all the state championships that Strathaven has won in sports. And got the banners up here, too, to show girls soccer's won a couple. I could go on and on.
Yeah, it's been, as a matter of fact, for a while, it was, they're also academically pretty much on top of everything. And I remember the principal many years ago was asked, said he was principal of Strathaven High School. And they said, is that the Strathaven with the big band, or is that the one with the real football team or the great soccer team? He goes, we only have one high school. So
it's unbelievable. It used to be, it was a merger, the summer of 1982, a merger between Swarthmore and Nether Providence. And Nether Providence closed out their history with a state championship win in girls basketball under Coach John Smith and Mr. Sinelli. I remember those days back in 1983.
So that was very old.
Been around the block. You were in California a lot of those years.
Well,
Mike,
actually moved to Philadelphia in 84, but yes.
And Coach James here, Patrick James, I'll call him. All right, so you know this young man. That's right. He forgot. Anyway, one of the assistant, he played at the University of Pitt, so you know him very well.
Davis, absolutely. I watched him while he played football for Strathaven.
And I forget his real name. I keep calling him Patrick James. But and Coach McFadden, what a job he's done. Coach Spangler, whose dad was a coach here for a long time. So Upper Darby, Strathaven boys basketball. Let's take a break. We'll get back with the starting lineups following a word from our kind and generous sponsors on DelcoHoops.com.
Yeah.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here once again on this Tuesday evening. It's boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, my analyst and founder and innovator and jack of all trades. Strathaven 2-0, Upper Darby, their first game of the season. Can't do it without good assistant coaches. For Strathaven, we have Patrick Fisher. And he has a tremendous career here. Yep. And Patrick James, he has another name, Patrick James, obviously. But Pat Fisher, as you remember him, you announced his games.
Yes, and, we did when he played football, yep.
Went to Pittsburgh. And yep. Coach Spangler, among others, Upper Darby. Coach Miller has a tremendous staff also. Bob told me before the game, Upper Darby, you know, we looked at their roster studying coming into this game. They had a lot of guys coming back. Unfortunately, a lot are not here year, either moving or other instances. So he's going to have to deal with what he has. But he has, what, they have 2,000 kids in the school?
What, here?
Upper Darby, yeah.
Upper Darby is closer to 3.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger high schools. You into the lineup, the opening, the starting lineup?
Starting lineups, first of all, for visiting Upper Darby. Again, their first game of the year. It's a 6'2" senior, number 20, Deshaun Brown. 6'3" sophomore, number 32, Kamir Roper. Number 41 is a 5'11" sophomore, DB Kaita. Number 44, 6'2" junior, is Maj Abelwaha. And number 45, a 6'5" senior, is Bayer Hodges. So there you have it for Upper Darby. We have Hodges, Abdelwahab, Kaita, Brown, and Walker. Strathaven looking for their third win of the year. If they can get it done here tonight. Number 10, Peter Fago, a 6'1 senior. Number 20, Ryan Morris, 6'1 junior. 21, Chris Rossini, 5'10 junior. Mom, of course, works for our great sponsor, Berman's Medical Supplies. We also have John Harra, talked about Big John, 6'8 senior. Number 32, Cooper Driscoll, 6'5 junior. So we're going to take another break and be back with the opening tip at Strathaven Upper Darby. Boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
National anthem from Strathaven High School in Wallingford, one of the richest districts, areas in the entire country, Mike. Did you know that? We live in one of the...
I'm not getting my share.
Well, I know we all have to pay taxes, unfortunately, but I love living here, and as I have my life, I grew up half my life in Chester and half in Wallingford, so which I'm now considered a Wallingford guy. But anyway, Upper Darby in the purple and white uniform, Strathaven, the white and gray and black, too. So there you have it. And Mike,
I think their gray is really sober, but that's okay.
Love Coach McFadden, love Coach Miller, too, you know, protege, mentor, whatever you want to call it here. It's a McFadden played under Coach Miller, and here we go. Opening tip, Cooper Driscoll against Hodges. Controlled by Upper Darby, who beat Strathaven up pretty good in the junior varsity game. So we'll see how things work out here. Man-to-man defense, driving left baseline is Brown. And he gets it out high to Keita. Just underway. Thinking about the three, decides not, but he's called for a, I believe that was
travel.
A travel.
Yep.
And the ball back to Strathaven. Actually, their first possession of the evening. To inbound the ball, Ryan Mars. Good football player. A lot of these kids play lacrosse. Back comes Rossini across the timeline. Near side, out high, Fago. Right wing, Hara. Hara's looking on the right block underneath for Cooper Driscoll, but the ball goes out of bounds and goes back to Upper Darby. The Royals, right to left on your radio dial, internet, computer, and Strathaven obviously left to right. This is Walker, top of the key now, to Keita.
No one's taking a shot yet.
Keita between the circles, guarded by Morris, weaving the ball around. Upper Darby, always very athletic teams. Now to Brown, loses the ball. Hara picks it up, going to try to take it all the way to the rack. The layup is good, and a foul. John Hara with two. And the personal, let's see who they call it on here.
I didn't see that.
And I think did we have this issue last year with some places not putting fouls, fouls up on the board?
Yeah, but they don't have a board here for that.
But anyway, the free throw is good by Hara. 3-0 in favor of the Panthers of Strathaven. 6:50 to go, quarter number one. Right to left, here they come again with Maj Abdelwahab. Between the circles, Walker. Walker, good defense there by Rossini. Good job, Chris. Long, long three is off the back of the rim. No good by Abdelwahab, the junior. And rebound to Strathaven. Rossini back, left wing corner, jumper for three, rims out, no good by Morris. Rebound taken by the Royals of Upper Darby, left wing corner, thought about it, holds up. Scrappy team, just like their coach, McFadden, Mr. Intensity. Love his stuff he puts on Twitter. Very, gets the team fired up and the fans. Here's a jumper from the left side for three, it is good. Maj Abdelwahab has tied this baby up at 3-3. 6:50, check that, 5:55 to go. Quarter number one, and a travel on the far side on Rossini. Good defense there by the Royals. Noah Walker. 3-3 game. In the backcourt now with the ball across the midcourt stripe is Walker. Walker guarded by Rossini. A lot of youngsters on both teams, both young squads. Tell you what, Abdelwahab thought about it, held up right of the key, Brown. Far wing to Walker, and out of bounds. He lost it out of bounds. Did Noah Walker. Back to Strathaven with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. We are tied at 3. Not too bad of a crowd. Rossini far side across midcourt. Right of the key. Fago, near wing Driscoll, right of the key, jumper by Hara is short, long rebound out to Bayer Hodges, 6'5 senior. And this is Abdelwahab, right wing corner, three ball is short by Keita, offensive rebound, driving to the basket, losing it, picking it back up, Upper Darby wide open, top of the key for three, in and out. That was fired up by number 11, Walker, and the rebound, Driscoll. Rossini back. Across midcourt, 4:53 to go in the first quarter, and we have a tie-up and a foul. Looks like from here it's going to be on 44, and we have, and before the game, Mike, I was doing my research, and I said, boy, maybe I won't have to announce his name too much tonight. Maj Abdelwahab, but we are because he's starting, and he's a very active player. Left wing corner, Mars. Brings it top of the key, Rossini. Down low, right block to Driscoll. Turns with a left hand. Gets it to roll off the back of the rim and in. The 6'5 junior. Saw a lot of good things for him last year on the junior varsity team and called up on the varsity squad also. Cooper Driscoll. Abdelwahab Between the circles, Walker. Walker driving. He's going to stop. He's going to pop. He misses it off the back of the rim. The long rebound to Hara. To Rossini, left side. Right side, wide open. Mars for three. It's going to be short. Who wants that rebound? It's Fago up off the glass. No, but a foul. Good job, Peter Fago, 6'1 senior. And the personal number, E11. That's Noah Walker. Number one on him. Three team fouls on Upper Darby. 4:07 to go, first quarter. Dave Berman and Mike Mayer. At the line, Fago, and in and out on the first. Checking into the game now for Upper Darby. Coach Bob Miller is number four, Bernie Bradley, 6'3" senior. He'll get another attempt here. Fago, 5'3" Strathaven, early. Free throw good by Peter. First point of the evening. Noah Walker back. Ready to check into the game is Jeff Connor, 6'1 junior. We'll talk more about him, and Division I field hockey player. The field hockey, I'm sorry, boys lacrosse. Lay it up, no, but they're going to call a two-shot foul. Good give and go there. And driving to the basket was Hodges. And Hodges goes to the line shooting two. So Connor getting ready to check into the game, going to St. Joe's University lacrosse, but he still has two more years to go in high school. Free throw up and back of the rim. Hits the support. No good. Here comes Connor. Just a tremendous all-around athlete. No relation to the Connor boys of Strathaven. You know, Dan and Mike and those guys back in the day. Next free throw is good by Hodges of Upper Darby. 6-4 is the score, Strathaven. Here's Rossini back across midcourt. Ball gets his pocket picked. And ahead of the pack, the layup with the left hand is no good. Missing it is Walker. Good hustle by Rossini. Getting back on the play. They get it up to Connor. Nice tap pass. Long three is short by Morris. And the ball's knocked out of bounds off of Hara. How about that tip pass there?
That was great.
Yeah, a little lacrosse action there.
It's very much an awareness of who's around you and where they are. It was well played. Unfortunately, didn't score.
Great to see Jeff on the boys' basketball team this year. 3:20 to go, quarter number one. This is Abdelwaha. Far side, right wing corner, Walker, right of the key, Hodges. Looks to drive against Hara, lays it up, in and out, following Hodges again. Bayer Hodges has three. We're tied at six, and Rossini loses the ball in the backcourt out of bounds. Checking into the game, Jordan Graves, 5'9 junior for Strathaven. Rossini will come out. We should get a look at a 5'10 sophomore, Jamai Springfield, a little bit later on. Good young football player for Coach Clancy and his program. Abdelwaha passes it. Shot no good from the right side by Bradley, and the rebound and a foul. It's going to be on Abdelwaha. Frustration foul on him. That's his second. Team foul number, I have 14 fouls on Upper Darby. I don't have any on Strathaven as of yet,
right.
Or maybe there might be one. Yeah, we have one foul on Strathaven. 14 fouls Upper Darby. Hara back, drives to the basket, layup, offensive foul, Hara. Good defense there, and you got to be a tough young man to want to take a charge against the 6'8½, built John Hara.
He's tough. He's a tough kid.
2:35 to go, first quarter, live from Strathaven High School, DelcoHoops.com. Boys basketball action. Left side, Walker. Walker to the basket, lays it up and in. Noah Walker. His first two, 8-6. The Royals. Crossover by Graves in the backcourt. Closely guarded by Nasir Green checking into the game. Floater, Graves, yes. It falls in there. Good job by Jordan Graves.
Length of the court, took it all by himself and dropped it in.
Back is Nasir Green for the Royals of Upper Darby. near wing to Walker. Good give and go. Lay it up. He misses it underneath. Ball knocked out of bounds. Greer misses the easy layup and another foul on Upper Darby. Let's see who they call this one on. 45. Bayer Hodges. I have two on Hodges, two on Abdel Wahab, and one on Noah Walker.
It's a very physical game. Upper Darby is, you know, they're getting some nice looks and not getting the shots.
Their first game of the year, Strathaven 2 contest under their belt, beating a very athletic Del Valle squad, Academy Park, and a team from the Pac-10, Phoenixville. Both close affairs. And a push foul called on Upper Darby again. That's number 13 on Greer. At a 16 fouls already for the Royals. We're tied at 8, buck 45 to go, quarter number 1. A.J. Santese into the game for Strathaven, out high to Graves. And out of bounds on the far side off of Fago. So unforced mistakes here, a couple of them by Strathaven, and Coach McFadden not happy about that. Back across the timeline is Greer, both teams in a man-to-man. Looking for the give and go for Hodges, loses the ball out of bounds. Back to Strathaven.
This is really an excellent example of teams at the beginning of the season. It's a little sloppy out there.
Now, Strathaven again, two solid games under their belt.
But this is Upper Darby's first game as well. So everybody's,
yeah.
Whoa.
Graves, knocked away from him from behind, but picked up by Cooper Driscoll. Left side jumper is up too strong. That was put up there by Fago. Offensive rebound goes to Jeff Connor. Into the lane to Santese. Far side Driscoll looks to penetrate. Throws it out far wing. Good pass. Left side jumper. Back of the rim. No good. Hodges the rebound for Upper Darby. Now they get the ball. He's going to take it to the rack. Misses the layup. Offensive rebound. Hodges. He is fouled. He is an animal in there. A 6'5 senior. He'll go to the line shooting two. That'll be... not sure who the foul was on underneath. And we'll try to get that in between, but it's going to be on Strathaven nonetheless. And
yeah, I think it was Driscoll, but not too sure.
If it is, it's the first on him, third team foul. Foul shot, no good by Hodges. Luke Mutz into the game, 6 foot junior, number 5 for Strathaven. And checking in for Upper Darby, number 10, Mason Way, 5'7 sophomore. So again, Hodges. Looks like a lane violation on someone. The shot is good. Lane violation, take away the foul shot there, Mike. It's against Upper Darby.
They took a shot away.
Yes, they did. So we're still tied at 8. Coming up on 50 seconds to go. Quarter number 1. Central League battle here tonight. Upper Darby's first game of the year, as we mentioned. Strathaven, in case you just joined us, number 2. Foul line jumper is no good. Short by Driscoll. Rebound, Greer. And getting it to Hodges. No, but a foul. Now that would be number 2 on Driscoll. Got to get back on defense there. 4 team fouls on Strathaven. 6 already Upper Darby. Still 32 seconds to go. Quarter number 1.
Yeah, it's a lot of fouls for a first quarter. Remember, these quarters are only 8 minutes long.
Tied at 8. Free throw is good. Hodges has 4. Hara back into the game, the 6'9 senior. Driscoll will take a seat. Strathaven 19-5 last year. Lost to Hatboro, Horsham 68-46 in the first round of the districts. And he bangs it home. 2 free throws by Hodges. Santese to inbound. In the Graves. Back to Santese. Still on the backcourt. Crossover. Santese double team. Somebody should be wide open. Left wing corner Graves decides to drive to the basket. Floater. Good. Jordan Graves. He has 4. 10-10 game. 11 seconds ago. Quarter number 1. Upper Darby back. Way to Abdel Wahab. Top of the key, near side, cross court pass, a lazy one away at the buzzer. It is good. Does it count? Yes, it does. Mason Way for 2 at the end of 1 quarter of play. Upper Darby, 12, Strathaven, 10. Boys basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Upper Darby 12 and Strathaven 10 boys hoops. After one quarter of play, running down the scoring, Grays for Strathaven with four off the bench. Peter Fogo has 1 point, 3 points for John Hara, and two for Cooper Driscoll, total of 10. For Upper Darby, 12 points. Two for 5'7 sophomore Mason Way. That was a buzzer beater at the end of the first. Noah Walker with two. Three for Maj Abdelwahab. And Bayer Hodges, a 6'5 senior for Upper Darby. A lot of rebounds and also 5 points. We'll get to the foul situation in just a moment. This is Santese out high. Strathaven has the ball to begin quarter number two. Upper Darby, tight, man-to-man defense, and Coach Miller wants a five-second call. Come on, refs, and he gets the five-second call. So sometimes coaches can do that.
Oh, absolutely.
And Miller's a legend. Here's the foul situation. 16 fouls, Upper Darby, four on Strathaven, one personal on Fogo, one on Rossini, one on Hara, and one on Driscoll. Driving is Abdelwahab. Around the rim, no. Offensive rebound, put up, no. Another offensive rebound. That was checking into the game. Kamir Roper, a 6'3 sophomore, looking good, very active for Upper Darby.
Possession goes to Upper Darby, so they get to take the ball.
It's a tie up underneath the basket.
Right.
Greer to inbound. Right side to Brown. Gets it wisely. They got some quickness, don't they? This is Brown to the basket. Shot is blocked out of it. No, it just went off the side of the backboard.
Yep.
Ball back to Strathaven. 12-10, Upper Darby. One foul on Walker for Upper Darby. One on Greer. Brown has one. Two for Abdelwahab and one on Hodges. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Strathaven. Full court pressure
here,
Mike.
Full court pressure indeed. A little early for this, I would think, but Upper Darby sees something they want to try to play with.
Morris looking long for Hara, who's a receiver, obviously, on the football team. John has it. Left of the key, Driscoll, the jumper, no good. Rebound to Abdelwahab. He's only a junior. Brings it out to the near side, to the near wing. Now between the circles to Way. Right wing Brown back to Way. Long three. Back to the rim, no good. Nice box out by the strong Ryan Morris. Underneath the Driscoll, reverse layup, no good. Ball on the floor, taken by Upper Darby. Brown, he gets it to Way. Way is going to take it to the basket, and a blocking foul called on Strathaven. That'll be on Jordan Graves, his first.
I'll tell you, Driscoll, you know, looking pretty good, has a nice look, some nice shots, but cannot get the ball to fall on. He's just running cold right now.
It'll come in time.
Strathaven.
So two foul shots for Mason Way, 5'7 sophomore. 6:48 to go. Second quarter. Again, Upper Darby longtime head coach Bobby Miller. And only in the second year, Dave McFadden for Strathaven. First shot is no good. Noah Walker checking back into the contest for Upper Darby. Coach McFadden for Strathaven graduated from Upper Darby in 2003 and played his high school under Coach Miller. Next foul shot is good by Way. So Strathaven to inbound the ball. Ryan Morris, full court pressure. Strathaven, Coach McFadden likes to use a lot of kids, which is good at playing against this, you know, an up-tempo game. Down low, good give and go from Driscoll to Hara for two. So it's now 13-12, the score in favor of Upper Darby. 6:20 to go. quarter number two. Three ball straight away is no good. That was fired up by Brown. And the rebound is taken by Strathaven. Graves almost loses it on the near side, and then and he does.
Lost his footing. Could, ball bounced on him, and then bounced out of bounds.
Could not get the handle. 6:13 to go, quarter number two. Live from Strathaven High School in Wallingford. Abdul Waha, left of the key, Walker. And a reach-in foul as he was penetrating from the left side on Graves, number two on him. 17 fouls on Strathaven. And I think, or wait a minute, see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And 6 minutes to go before halftime. 1 point lead, the Royals of Upper Darby. Abdul Wahab has it far wing. Right of the key, Kaida. Left of the key, Walker. Top of the key, Walker. Loses the ball, traveling. Good defense by Strathaven. Good sportsmanship showed there by Chris Rossini, picking up the fallen Upper Darby player in Noah Walker. Again, full court pressure. Santisi, 5'8 junior with the rock. Cross midcourt. Top of the key, Hara. Left side, Morris. Down low, left block for Driscoll. Out to Morris, left wing corner. And Morris looks to drive to a wide open. Rossini dishes it out to Santisi. Now Morris for three, short, battling for that rebound. It goes out of bounds off of Upper Darby. Good ball movement here. A lot of juniors on the Strathaven team, and they played a lot of ball with each other over the years, Mike. You can tell the camaraderie.
Yeah, absolutely. And Driscoll went up, tried to get that ball, and just couldn't get a handle on it. But that could have been a nice shot.
5:23 to go, second quarter. Strathaven trailing by one, 13-12 to Upper Darby. Between the circle, Santisi, Morris at the near side now. Between the circles, looking down low for Hara. He's double-teamed. Ball knocked away from behind, but a foul. Reach in on Walker, number two on him, and now 17 fouls on Upper Darby. 5:09 to go before halftime, and we will have 1-1. Back on the air, 6:45 the pregame from Newtown Square. Delaware County Christian taking on
Church
our
Farm.
Friends from Church Farm. Right. Friday night. Free throw good by Ryan Marr, 6'1 junior. Strathaven talking about a lot of these lacrosse players out there. Made it to the state semifinals last year. Lost a tough one in the final four to Springfield Delco, who eventually won the PIAA state championship. Beating a Catholic school. And the free throw is good. Morris makes both.
Oh, Haven on top now, 14-13.
5:04 to go. Driving left side is Abdul Wahab, and we've got a foul. And that's going to be a push on Santisi, so 1-1 now. A combined 14 fouls in the game. 1-1 here for Maj Abdul Wahab. 6'2 junior. The front end. Good. It was 12-10. Upper Darby after one quarter. Coach McFadden always pacing. Very intense. I love it. Next free throw is no good. And the rebound is taken by Mars. Yeah, you're right, Mike. Football, you might have a little bit more time to chit-chat in between plays, not basketball. Driving to the basket, Santisi. His shot is blocked by an Upper Darby, one of the inside guys. Couldn't see who exactly got it, but back they come. Walker, left wing corner now to Brown. Looking down low for Walker. Tries a reverse shot, blocked. I think that was Driscoll who blocked that shot.
Yes, it was.
Part of the Twin Towers. Driving to the basket, missing the shot is Mars. Upper Darby, what do we have? They say the rebound was taken by Upper Darby's Hodges, but he was on the end line. So the ball will go to Strathaven. 4.5 to go before halftime. We're tied at 14 and one heck of an early season ballgame. Hara, 17-footer left side. Bingo! John Hara, 4 in the quarter. 7 for the game. Fargo ready to check back in, and so is Connor. And we have a timeout on the floor. 4:22 to go, second quarter. Strathaven 16, Upper Darby 14, DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist.
but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. Son, be a
dentist. This is... I have an appointment coming up with the doc. Anyway, that's live on the air. Yeah. Okay, so we love Dr. Goddick. He loves his hoops.
Well, don't forget Dr. Young. He gets his feelings hurt.
Dr. Young, I love Dr. Young, too. Yes. All right, inbounding the ball is... as checking into the game, Walker. Ooh. And now a pass. It was a good pass,
but he
fell down, lost his footing. Did Abdul Wahab. So Upper Darby with the turnover. Strathaven with the ball, leading at 16-14. Some moisture on the floor.
Yeah, we don't have the little crew kids that come out like in the pros, and it's all the coach responsibility or custodian or somebody.
Accidentally, when Jeff Connor came into the game earlier for Strathaven, the great lacrosse player, he's only a junior this year going to St. Joe's, I accidentally said field hockey. And there are some kids, that, you know, boys that play field hockey. All right, back they come with Rossini with a right-hand dribble. Down low, Harrow with a left hand. Good, and a foul. There you go. Yeah. Harrow with six in the quarter, nine for the game, and the personal foul did not get that up. Always turned my head at the wrong time. Nonetheless, it's 18 fouls, and Hara is a, and I don't want to jinx him, but he's a heck of a free throw shooter. And he missed.
Did. Right. Thanks a lot.
Nice form, though. Hodges with the rebound to Abdul Wahab. Right wing corner looking to penetrate. Down underneath the basket is Brown. It's going to be a tie-up. Good defense there by Jeff Connor. Again, he does all the little things. It's so great to have him. It's great to have athletes. And we encourage here on Delco Hoops multi-sport athletes. If you're good enough
Absolutely.
To play three, four sports, play them, and it makes you a better all-around athlete.
Listen to two old guys. This is the only opportunity you're going to have to play these kind of sports, particularly with a ref and a nice facility.
I know, because how many guys actually go to the
Right, very few.
Major leagues. Even Division I college. But Division III anyway. Here's a floater by Rossini. No good. Hodges, another rebound for Upper Darby. Hustling from behind is Connor. Left wing corner now to Walker. Double team. Turnover. Almost a turnover. But Upper Darby picks it back. Bradley right side. Right of the key. Abdul Wahab looks to drive. Gets through a couple of defenders. Lays it up. Misses the layup. And Connor the rebound for Strathaven. Sahara up the court. Shot is blocked from behind. Taken by Hodges. Hodges to Abdul Wahab. Right to left they come. Upper Darby. 18-14. Strathaven by four. Three ball. Short. Skims the rim. And taken by Ryan Morris. Weak side rebound. Strathaven.
Even trying to slow down a little bit. But here they accelerate again.
3 minutes. 3 minutes ago. Second quarter. Dave Berman. Mike Mayer. Live on and archived. Everything will be archived. You can listen to it at your convenience later on. Connor stops, fires, misses the shot. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll last yeah, touch by Upper Darby.
Yep.
For having a lot of new players this year, Upper Darby is doing well so far in this game.
It's a four-point game, two baskets, no big deal.
Hara right of the foul line. Spins to the basket, shot good. Goes in with a left hand. He has, four buckets in the quarter. Here's a three ball left side. It skims the rim by Keita. Rebound taken by Morris of Strathaven. 2.5 to go before halftime. Strathaven by 6, 20-14. Weave it around. Rossini. Check that. That's Fago to Connor. Right of the key, Rossini. Actually, he's out near the hash mark here. Dribbles to the left side. Left of the key. Stutter step. Ooh. Stolen away. Try to do too much. And it's taken by Keita. Keita back for Upper Darby. Abdul Wahab, right of the key, top of the key. Strathaven in a zone defense right here now, Mike, an amoeba-type zone. And it's causing Upper Darby some issues. There's a jumper from the left side, about a 10-footer from the left side.
Completely uncovered.
Bernie Bradley, 6'3", senior. And it's 20-16, Strathaven by four. and a foul. And that's going to be on D.B. Kaita of Upper Darby. His first, team's ninth. So it'll be 1-1 here. 1:36 to go. Second quarter, Strathaven 20, Upper Darby 16, Rossini 1-1. Up. No good. Rebound, Abdul-Waha. Driving to the right side. Brings it out high. Good defense, Rossini. Great footwork there. Chris, a three-sport athlete. Football along with lacrosse. Left of the key, Kaita. Right of the key, Bradley. Left of the key, Walker. Walker guarded by Fogler. Going to force up a not a great shot. Misses a three ball. Connor taps the rebound, and he gets it to Driscoll. Driscoll now to Rossini. A buck to go. 1 minute to go before halftime. Strathaven by four. Boys basketball, Connor. Rossini between the circles. Right of the key now, Morris. Down to 49 seconds to go, second quarter. They weave it around Rossini. Looking down low, getting it out. Jumper right side, skims the rim. Short by, that was fired by Fago. Rebound Upper Darby, 37 seconds to go. And right to left, Walker. The Royals back. They're only down by four. Abdul-Wahab, right side. Top of the key now, Walker. Left of the key to Kaita. Left wing corner to Bernie Bradley. Out high, Abdul-Wahab. Down to 15 seconds ago, second quarter. Strathaven by four. Central League boys basketball tonight, live. Down to 6 seconds. It's Walker to the lane. The floater off the glass. No, but a foul. And that's going to be on Driscoll, I do believe.
Boy, that could be three.
I think Driscoll has two.
Two.
That's number two on Driscoll. And two free throws here for Noah Walker.
Good.
2.2 seconds to go before halftime. Foul shot is up. No good. A lot of missed free throws early, and that's something that the coaches that's unacceptable.
A lot of missed shots, period. And I think that's just typical of the beginning of the season.
It's the easiest shot to make. As you know, Mike, I know I'm a little tough on some things.
But, you know, they're missing layups. I mean, this is definitely an opening season game.
Especially for Upper Darby. It is their first. But, again, Walker, free throw, such an easy shot. And he missed both of them. Rebound, Driscoll loses it out of bounds. Now, 0.3 seconds to go. The only way that Upper Darby, they get the ball back, they have to alley-oop. They have to tip it. I don't think they can catch
and shoot.
Yeah, they have to tip it underneath the basket. Has to be a tip, I think. Looking. And that's it. It's going to go out of bounds, and we are at halftime. Nice. First half, both teams battling hard. Your score, Strathaven 20 and Upper Darby 16. Back with halftime festivities. You're listening to Central League Boys Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Strathaven 20 and Upper Darby 16. After one quarter, it was 12-10 in favor of Upper Darby by 2 points. And then the second half, actually the second quarter, Strathaven outscores Upper Darby 10-4. Running down the team scoring, Jordan Graves, 5'9 junior with 4 points for Strathaven. Peter Fogo, a 6'1 senior with one. 2 points for Ryan Morris, a 6'1 junior, both on foul shots. John Harris, 6'8 senior, with a total of 11, eight of those 11 in the second quarter. Cooper Driscoll, 6'5 junior for Haven, 2 points. Upper Darby, total of 16, 6'3 senior, Bernie Bradley with two, Mason Way, 5'7 sophomore with a total of three, Noah Walker, 6 foot senior with two, Maj Abdelwahab, a total of four, and Maj is a 6'2 junior and 6'5 senior, got a lot of rebounds too, Mike, for Upper Darby. Bayer Hodges, a total of 5 points.
All right, so who's got three fouls or more? Anybody?
I have two for Noah Walker of Upper Darby, two for Abdelwahab, and I have two for Bayer Hodges. Strathaven, Graves with two, and Cooper Driscoll with two.
Okay, because this has been a very aggressive game, which is part of the way you see the fouls start adding up. They're playing very tight to each other. Of course, Haven being undefeated, Upper Darby would love to knock them off their perch. And right now it's a four-point game, which, of course, means it could go anywhere. This is two pretty evenly matched teams at this stage of the game.
And the young man that was busting our chops here at halftime, you saw the good-looking red-haired guy that was standing right here. That's
right.
Steve Noodle Toller. Steve works for Berman's Medical Supplies, but better yet, his son-in-law is Coach McFadden. For Strathaven.
Right.
So, and Steve was batting practice pitcher for the Phillies from 1987 to 2007. And then they won the World Series in 08.
Of course, timing is everything.
That's Steve Noodle Toller. There you go, with his lovely wife Robin in the crowd here tonight. So, again, let's take a break. I'm going to run down the. On our next break the rankings again.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about the website. If you're tuning in, you're not familiar with the website. We post a schedule. It's generally about 2 to 3 weeks out. We decide on what games. We have a general idea what games we're going to do from week to week. We try to get at least one game in a week. That's our mission. This week we have two. Next week we have two, but then we'll probably take a break over the holiday. We may do a Chester tournament game. We're still waiting to get permission for that, so we'll have to wait and see. But check back with us. There'll be a link on the front of the page that links you right to the broadcast. There's a link right below that for archives. You'll listen to it. Not only a game that may have been played this year, but last year. We've been doing this in our fourth year. So you can go all the way back to game number one, listen to all the games we have anytime you want. There's never a charge. It's all for free. And it's all provided by our sponsors. So when you hear these spots, whether it's for Woodland Dental or for Delco Times or, you know, Berman Medical, you know, Century 21 Real Estate, Rothman, obviously. These are key sponsors, and these sponsors are paying the way to allow us to bring these games to you. So please, if you have a need for their services, give them a call. You can click right through to their website through our website, and actually while you're listening to the game, you can click on their logo that when it appears during a game, and it will open up another window and take you right to their website so you can look at it while you're listening to the game. Anyway, they put this all on the air. It means it's free to you, so use them when you can if you have a need for them. In the meantime, we got the teams. Well, Haven's back out. We're still waiting for Upper Darby, but let's go to our
come back from the second half break.
Right. Strathaven leads it over Upper Darby 20-16. Central League Boys Basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination. Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman and Mike Mayer.
Getting ready for the third quarter in a few minutes against Strathaven boys basketball over Upper Darby here tonight. Central League battle early this 2016-17 season. 20 for Strathaven, 16 for Upper Darby. Six classes in the PIAA. We did it in football. We're doing it in boys and girls basketball. Six classes. We start with 6A, the larger schools. It is preseason. Reading number one, Abingdon number two, Plymouth White Marsh number three, Allentown Allen, the Canaries, number four, and Pocono Mountain West number five. Hatboro Horsham comes in at number six. Yep. And they have that Clifton Moore, who we saw his breakout game last year. Over the summer, he signed with the University of Indiana, not Division II Indiana, the Big Ten, Green and those guys. Yeah, we have Carlisle, the Thundering Herd, number seven, Archbishop Ryan, eight, Emmaus, nine, Pine Richland, 10. 5A schools, Archbishop Wood, number one, Abingdon Heights, number two, Bangor, three, Upper Marion, four, Whitehall, five. 4A will go top five because of time restraints. We have Imhotep Charter, number one. They're absolutely loaded. Scranton Prep, number two. Newcastle from Pittsburgh, number three. Beaver Falls from the Pittsburgh area, number four. Bethlehem Catholic, number five. In Triple A, Newman Goretti. It's kind of unfair. They're just, you know, one kid's going to Kentucky, Quad A Green, the guard, and the other big fella, Roundtree Villanova. But they're number one. They won six state championships in 8 years of participation. Lincoln Park out of Pittsburgh. Lincoln Park Theater Art School. Okay, but they're a basketball power also. Trinity out of Harrisburg, number three. Valley Forge Academy is coming in number four in AAA. Then Steel Valley, AAA, number five. In AA, Constitution, Philly Mathematics, Science, Philly Church Farm. We'll see them Friday night. And Sewickley Academy, Pittsburgh, number four. And Bishop Canavan, Pittsburgh area, number five. Quickly, single A, Kennedy Catholic, defending state champs. They're from Sharon, PA. Monessen from Pittsburgh, number two. York Country Day, three. Sullivan County, way up near Williamsport, north of there, number four. St. John Newman Catholic School in Williamsport, number five. So there you have it, Mike. We try our best to keep you up to date around the state. Another great thing you do here as we get ready for the third quarter is that we, and this is what all schools should do, have a program for every game. We have, during our broadcast, you put together a program with, it's beautiful. Has the rosters. I mean, if you had more space, you could do a lot more. Right. But I schools really need to do this. They should have, I mean, not everyone does. Not you know, I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, there's an expense unless they can recover, and that's part of the problem. And it's a lot of work. I mean, I spent a lot of time trying to get everybody's rosters together. So, you know, and it ADs and schools have a whole lot more than one basketball game to worry about.
If I was retired.
Here you go.
We'll be back to the action here right now. Upper Darby has the ball left to right on your dial computer screen. Early third quarter. This is Abdul Wahab between the circles. Man-to-man defense right now. Far wing to Walker. Walker gives it left side to Hodges. 20-16 Strathaven. They are playing some darn good defense here tonight, the Panthers. To Abdul Wahab. Top of the key. Back to Abdul Wahab for three. Back of the rim, no good. Driscoll, the rebounds. Good job there, taking the ball away from the Upper Darby young man, trying to get the rebound, and here they come. Down low for Harris. He loses his footing and is called for a travel.
Yeah, he's a little hard to hide the traveling. His legs are about to come up to my neck.
Harris has 11 points. Strathaven leading by four. Upper Darby now with the rock again. Noah Walker, left to right. They weave the ball around. This is Keita. Top of the key, Walker. Left side jumper, too strong by Abdul Wahab. Offensive rebound for two. Got a box out, Deshaun Brown. First two of the evening. He's a 6'2" senior. Rossini back, Strathaven. He's in trouble, gets it to Morris. Down low, Harrod, double teamed. Ball knocked away, but a foul. Coach Miller and his staff say that was a clean block.
Yeah, that looked pretty clean from here. But
two shots.
What do we think doesn't count?
Absolutely. We just call it as we see it. And we are not referees or officials. I couldn't handle that job. Hara at the line shooting two. John again.
Nothing as a
very, very good foul shooter. Has 12. No college commitment as of yet. He could play basketball.
He could play football. Oh,
in and out, no good. Cooper Driscoll, Strathaven, gets the rebound in the lane. It's going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow stays with the Panthers. 6:32 to go, third quarter. 21-18, Strathaven.
That was a bad mistake by Upper Darby to lose that ball.
Morris to inbound. Under his offensive basket, left wing corner, Rossini. Left of the key now, Fago. Fago right of the key, Morris. Morris dribbling near side. Fago, left wing. Fago, ball. It's going to be a possession arrow. Tie up, and now goes Upper Darby. Good defense there by Noah Walker.
Defense for both teams, pretty aggressive. I mean, obviously, we're at 21-18, so defense has been working really hard for both sides.
Back comes Maj Abdul-Waha. Left of the key, Keita. Abdul-Waha. Now near wing, Walker. Right block underneath, reverse layup. Hodges he misses it, but offensive rebound underneath the basket by Brown. And Brown is going up for the shot. No, but a foul. Good effort by Brown. Looks like he could be a football player, too.
That was 32 again.
Personal on Driscoll. Cooper now has, I have him for three.
Yep.
And at the line is number 20. Deshaun Brown, free throw is up and good. Deshaun has three. Driscoll will take a seat. Back into the game, Jeff Connor, 6'1 junior. Again, no good. But nobody boxes him out, but what are they going to call it? He missed the shot, Brown, but he came into the lane too quick. He got the offensive rebound, but he was in the lane too quick, so violation against Upper Darby. Full court pressure. Strathaven with the ball, fouled by Walker. I have Walker for three. 5:57 to go. Third quarter.
Walker's going to have to be a little more careful. He's going to foul himself right out of this.
Morris to inbound the ball in the backcourt. Gets it into Rossini. Rossini across the timeline. Right of the key, Fago, and a foul. Touch foul there called on Brown, number two on him. 21-19 Strathaven by two. 5:46 to go, third quarter. Rossini, cross midcourt, near wing Fago. Top of the key, Morris to Rossini. Ball almost turned over then. I tell you what, Harrod decides to take the shot from 10 feet away from the right side. It's short, out of bounds. back to the Royals.
Yep.
5.5 to go, third quarter. Upper Darby down by two. Maj Abdelwahab looks to penetrate, and he is fouled. Block foul. And they're called an O'Connor. Number one on Jeff. Second team foul, Strathaven here in the second half. Abdelwapni again, no good. And the rebound is taken by Harris Strathaven to Rossini. Rossini across midcourt, near side. Left block to Hara. Up, foul before, foul on the floor. He laid it in. But personal is going to be on Bayer Hodges. I have him for three. Jordan Graves.
He would have been better off taking the 2 points rather than giving up that foul, I think.
Jordan Graves into the game for Strathaven, 5'9 junior. 5:08 to go. Third quarter. A lot of fouls called in this game.
Yep.
It's physical. Harrod double team left side. Looks to penetrate off the glass for two. Got by the double team. Three in the quarter. 14 for the game for 6'9 senior John Hara. Strathaven 23. Upper Darby 19. Keita, top of the key. Left of the key, Brown. Brown guarded by Rossini. Right of the key, Keita. Flips it back between the circles. Abdelwahab. He's double-teamed. Somebody should be open for Upper Darby. Walker left of the key. Looks to penetrate. Throws it away. Connor with a steal. Blocking off the passing lane. Graves comes back. He gets his pocket picked ahead of the pack. The layup is up and in by number 11, Noah Walker. What a ball game. 23-21. 2-point bulge here for Strathaven. Jordan Graves, right to left for Strathaven. Rossini, far wing, top of the key. Rossini goes to the basket, blocked out of bounds by the very athletic 6'2" senior Deshaun Brown. Stays with Strathaven. Inbounding the ball, Ryan Morris. Hara at the foul line. Hara in the lane. Gets it out. Ball knocked away. Quick hands of Walker. Again, this is Upper Darby's first game of the year. They trail by two to Strathaven, playing their third game. Down low. Ball knocked off of Hara's hands and off the glass and picked up by Upper Darby using their athleticism. Abdelwahab goes to the basket, misses the shot, gets the offensive rebound up. No, but a foul. Looks like it's going to be on Hara. It's on Hara.
Yep.
I do believe it is. Number two on John at the line, 6'2" junior Maj Abdelwahab. He can tie it. He makes both. He makes the first. 1 point lead, Strathaven. Rossini out for Strathaven. Back into the game for the Panthers, A.J. Santisi. Abdelwahab again. In and out and again. We are tied at 23.
Well, Haven's had his opportunities. Just hasn't been able to get the buckets. And, of course, in all fairness, so is Upper Darby. They've both been missing an awful lot of shots. So
Mason way back into the game for Upper Darby. We're tied at 23. Taking a breather, Abdelwahab. He has worked hard here tonight. Ryan Morris, push foul is going to be called on. They're going to call it on Way, number one on him. Five team fouls again already. Second half here for Upper Darby. Three on Strathaven. 3:24 to go in the third. Santisi, right wing, Connor. Connor fakes a pass and gets it now to Graves, top of the key. Thought about the three, held up, looking down low for Hara. Grabs it, glass two. Great hands by John Hara. And great positioning with the body to lay it in. That was not easy, Mike.
No, it wasn't. And he almost lost control of that ball as well.
Amazing play by three ball left side. Nothing but twine for Mason Way. Timeout, Strathaven. Upper Darby, their first lead in a while. 26, Strathaven 25, 2:52 to go. Quarter number three, DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
2:52 to go. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, third quarter. It's Upper Darby and Bobby Miller, the legendary coach for the Royals, 26, and his mentor, actually his protege, we would call Dave McFadden, second-year head coach for Strathaven, 25. One-point lead, the Royals over Strathaven here at Strathaven. Central League battle, early season, it's a war, and inbounding the ball, Strathaven Mars gets it into Graves. Upper Darby in their first game of the year looking very, very good, and a trip foul from behind on Way. That's number two. Six team fouls. Upper Darby, second half. Mamadou Touré into the game, a 5'11 sophomore for Upper Darby. Strathaven. Connor, Graves, Santisi, Hara, and Cooper Driscoll back into the contest. Upper Darby with Bradley, Way, Greer. 17 fouls, by the way, now on the Royals. Also in there is Roper for Upper Darby. Oh, it's possession ball, so it's only six. Only 16 fouls. There you go. We got it.
Yeah.
So Strathaven will have to inbound the ball. Far side. Getting it in. Santisi. Connor. Santisi's open right side. Looks to penetrate underneath the basket. Another reach in foul.
That's going to go to 1-on-1.
Now that could be some early season issues.
Oh, there's no. Listen, a lot of these fouls are frustration, being out of position, flailing about, you know, which is what happens when you're kind of, you know, it's the beginning of the season.
Coach Miller letting his kids have it, though. Can't be reaching in. Can't be lazy. 1-1 now. Yes, the first free throw is good by Santisi. AJ is a 5'8 junior. 2:43 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 26. Jim gets quiet. Free throw up. Yes. Oops. Santisi. Strathaven 27. Upper Darby 26. Across midcourt, Touré, near side, Greer, right block underneath the basket. The give and go, getting it out now, thinking about it as Way decides to hold up to Touré, and the man defense, Strathaven. Touré dribbling left, dribbling right, dribbling left. Now getting it to the basket, layup off the glass, no good. Driscoll the rebound, gets it to Graves. Strathaven 1-point lead in the ball. Across midcourt, and there it is again. And Miller is taking the young man out. He has to take him out. He has four fouls. Mason Way. He's only a sophomore, and he's just being too rambunctious there.
A little too aggressive, particularly on an inbound like that. There was nothing really accomplished by any of that.
2:13 to go. 18 fouls on Upper Darby. Three on Strathaven. 1-1. Short and boxing out nicely for Upper Darby, Mamadou Touré. Touré flies back. Across midcourt, far side, guarded by Graves. Walker, left of the key, top of the key, Walker, looking for the give and go to Bradley. Bradley out high, Walker near wing. Walker looks to drive. Bradley throws the ball away. So another turnover on Upper Darby. Strathaven by 1 point, 1:54 to go in quarter number three. Strathaven has had two close wins, 3 points against Academy Park, two Phoenixville. Low-scoring games, too, like this is tonight. And the bottom line, you just want to win. Graves, nice crossover, but he's going to force up a jumper. Not the greatest shot in the world. No good. Ball on the floor. Who wants it? It's Upper Darby, and Hara knocks the ball out of bounds. Good hustle by John, but it'll go back and stay with Upper Darby, actually. Touré will inbound the ball. Actually, far side to inbound it is Greer. The Royals in their royal purple and white Back into the game for Strathaven, Ryan Morris and Harrah will take a seat and try not to. Good move. Yep. 1:33 to go. Not
getting ready for the fourth.
And prevent him from committing a foul.
Right.
Upper Darby back, Greer, near wing. Looking for the give and go again, and another errant pass.
That's something they're going to have to work on. That's two in a row. That's a really tough way to lose a ball.
And both times they were looking for Bradley. Strathaven gets the ball back. 1 point lead. 1:19 to go. 27-26. Quarter number three. Santisi between the circles. Right of the key now to. That's Morris. Jeff Connor right of the key. Way out high. Near midcourt. Straight away. Graves. Left wing. Morris. Way out high, Santisi, right side, looks to penetrate, accelerates right wing corner, Morris to Graves, looks to drive, could have been a walk, nothing called, gets it out to Connor. Connor down low for Cooper, Driscoll with the turnaround, the reverse jam. The reverse jam by Cooper Driscoll. And we saw signs of that last year.
And you're not hearing booze, you're hearing Cooper.
Wow, that was impressive. Very athletic.
And he got the foul, too.
Hopefully he'll play some football next year. There you go.
I don't think so. We'll see.
Very athletic move. Strathaven by three. Misses the free throw. 42 seconds to go, third quarter. Upper Darby back, trailing by three. This is Walker in trouble, right wing corner, but he looks to go to the basket. No foul called. Offensive rebound up, no good. Was put up by Roper.
Oh.
Rebound then stolen back by Upper Darby, and a foul. That's on Driscoll, and that's number four I have on Cooper. 27 seconds to go.
That was three offensive rebounds of Upper Darby. You can't allow that to happen no matter who you are.
29-26 Strathaven. 27.5 seconds ago, third quarter. At the line, shooting two, Noah Walker, 14 fouls on the Panthers. Walker has 4 points so far, 6 foot senior. Free throw. Good, nothing but net. Noah Walker. He'll get another. Small but vocal crowd here, Strathaven High School. Again, up. Around the rim, no. And what do we have? A
lane violation again. Yeah.
Lane violation.
That's like the third one tonight.
DB Keita coming into the game now for the Royals of Upper Darby. 27.5 seconds ago. Strathaven by two. And the ball. A.J. Santisi across midcourt. Guarded closely by Greer. Dribbles left in the lane. Floater good. A.J. Santisi, 4 points all here in the third quarter. Back comes Toure, right of the key, into the lane. Off-balance shot, no good, but a foul. Almost made that acrobatic shot. Matabu, Toure, sophomore. Two free throws coming for him. 6.2 seconds ago, third quarter. A lot of youngsters on this Upper Darby squad.
There's going to be a lot of free throw shooting, I think, in this fourth quarter. It's going to be a long fourth quarter coming up.
With the left hand around the rim and in for Toure. He'll get another. Friday night, we're back at you. 6:45 from Newtown Square. Small school basketball. Next free throw good by Toure. Strathaven back. Can they get a shot off in time? Across the near side, Graves fires it up at the buzzer.
Oh.
Banks it a little bit short. We head to the third quarter. Again,
fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter.
Right.
Third quarter in the books. Strathaven leading at 31-29. Don't forget, we'll be back with you on Friday, 6:45, with another game. We'll tell you about that following these messages of DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We get ready for the fourth quarter. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Delco Hoops, and of course Central League action here tonight early this season. First game of the year for Upper Darby, third for Strathaven. Haven leads 31-29 as we head to the final 8 minutes of regulation. Friday night, 6:45. Delco Christian against Church Farm, two schools, small schools, and they make a lot of runs deep into the playoffs over the years. Great coaches, too. Strathaven has the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Graves out high. 19 fouls on Upper Darby here in the second half, and 5 on Strathaven. Driscoll down low, loses the ball. Upper Darby can tie it. Abdul-Wahab, the jumper, back of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound again, off the glass, no good. That was fired up by Walker. Ball goes out of bounds on the far side. Last touch by Upper Darby. It goes to Strathaven. 7.5 to go in the fourth. Full court pressure. Upper Darby can't be too aggressive. Deep foul trouble. Rossini back. Rossini across the timeline to the top of the key. Right of the key, Hara. He spins, a beautiful move, and he lays it up in an 18 for John Hara, the 6'8" senior. Strathaven by 4. Abdul-Wahab. Between the circles, Walker. Upper Darby with the rock. Keita. Top of the key, Walker. Guarded by Graves. The Royals being very patient. Almost a backcourt violation. Saving it, though. Good job by Abdul-Wahab. He's going to try to take it to the rack, and that's going to rack, and that's going to be a travel. Too many steps. Trying to do too much right there, but he is a ball player.
Yes, he is.
Maj Abdul-Wahab.
There's no doubt. Upper Darby is going to be dependent on him to move the ball and get some points.
Back comes Rossini, left of the key, Mars. Strathaven, 4-point lead. Need to be very patient here. Graves left of the key. Top of the key, Hara. Man-to-man defense, Upper Darby. Flips it, top of the key, Mars. Left of the key, Rossini. Check that, Santisi. Santisi to Mars, 3-ball. Rims out, no good. Strong rebound, Upper Darby's Hodges. And back to the basket with a layup. Boy, that's an athletic play. He misses the shot, does Brown. And an offensive rebound again, and the layup is up, and missing the layup again is Brown. Coach Miller is beside himself. Come on, guys. Got to make those shots. Strathaven the rebound. Santisi between the circles. AJ, far side, Graves. Top of the key, Morris. Morris dribbling left side. Santisi, top of the key, Hara. Thought about the jumper, says no. Guarded by Hodges. Graves fires a 3-ball. In and out of bounds. Last touch by Upper Darby. Hodges. 5:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Strathaven with the ball and a 4-point lead. 33-29. Intense. It's always intense here at Strathaven, Mike.
That's the way they like to play it.
And that'll be fun on Friday night. And there's a steal, and that's going to be a foul on Hara. I have John with 3. Team foul number 6. 3 fouls on Hara, 16 fouls on Strathaven, 9 on Upper Darby. Next foul by Upper Darby. That'll be 2 shots for Strathaven. Next foul, Strathaven, 1-1 for Upper Darby. Here's Abdul-Wahab, driving left side again, off the glass, no good. Missing an easy layup again is Upper Darby. That was Walker. Back comes Strathaven. And a wild, out-of-control shot by Hara, no good. Back they come again. Floater off the glass, no good by Upper Darby. Offensive rebound on the floor, and a timeout called by Strathaven. Unbelievable action here today. In the fourth quarter, we have 5:11 to go. I don't want to say in the game because it could go overtime. Strathaven by 4, DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
5:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. Crowd, seems like a lot of late arriving crowds here at Strathaven. 5:11 to go in the fourth, 33-29. Strathaven with a four-point lead and Strathaven with the ball. So I'm going to try to get a score on the Chester game. They played it down in Newark, Delaware, against a 13th-ranked team in the state. We'll get that in a moment here. Chester was down by 15 at halftime. Back comes Strathaven. This is Santese out high to Hara near wing. Less than 5 minutes to go. Far side, Hara. Hara brings it out. Right, Mike, I think this is good. I think this is good right here. You know, just very patient.
Yep, absolutely. And then time's on their side. But they're not leading by enough to keep up. Oh, another steal.
Abdel Wahab with the steal for Upper Darby.
And
lays it up and in, and he has 8 in the game. It's a two-point lead for Strathaven with 4:28 to go and the fourth. Santese back. Impressive. I'm impressed with both teams. You may think, low score. Mike, I like the defense. I like the hustle. It's early in the year. You just want to pick out. You survive. Abdel Wahab almost with a steal. Strathaven Morris in the lane. Floats it up. No, but a foul. He gets bailed out there. And Upper Darby and Coach Miller.
Yeah.
He traveled.
He looked like it, too.
No technicals as of yet. So at the line, shooting two is Ryan Marr, 6'1 junior. Here is the first. Up. Ooh. Short. Final score. Chester came back and won. They were down by 15 at halftime.
Wow.
Beat Newark, Delaware, 76-70.
That's a heck of a game for high school.
Yeah, 76-70. And we'll see Chester live on the radio, internet, DelcoHoops.com next week. He misses the next one. Lonnie Walker comes to the area. We'll get to that a little bit later. Two free throws, no good. Big misses there by Mars. Upper Darby comes back down by two. Abdel Wahab, left of the key, top of the key, Hodges. Hodges going to take it to the rack, loses the ball, but they're going to call a foul on, I would imagine that's going to be on Hara, unless somebody reached in. It's going to be a shooting situation, too. 17 fouls. No foul. It's just out of bounds. So, okay. A little confusing for a second there, but it just went out of bounds off of a Strathaven player. It remains with Upper Darby. And almost a too many men on the ice situation here for Upper Darby. I mean, we're calling basketball here.
Right.
I know ice hockey is big in Delco High School, too. And they get the man out just in time. Driving left side, here's a jumper by Bradley. He ties the game. Bernie Bradley. 4 points for Bernard. 6'3 senior. 33-33 with exactly 3:33 to go in the fourth quarter. What a tremendous Central League low-scoring battle. Underneath Connor, out to Graves. Stops, pops, yes, Jordan Graves, and a foul off the ball. Graves with 6. And who's the foul on? And the personal is a loose ball foul. The basket counts. 35-33 Strathaven. Loose ball foul is on Strathaven.
Yes.
It's on Cooper Driscoll. And I believe that's 4 on Cooper. 17 fouls. It's a 1-on-1 situation. 17 fouls Strathaven. Second half. 10 on Upper Darby. 3:22 to go in the fourth. Bradley, free throw, the front end is good. This kid has been clutch. Bernie Bradley, impressive. And Abdel Wahab will come out of the game and take a breather. Both teams using a lot of kids. You got to love it. Free throw up. He drains another one, does Bradley. And a timeout. Coach Miller and Upper Darby. Let's take a break, catch our breath. 3:22 to go in the fourth. 35-35, Strathaven, Upper Darby, DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
3:22 to go. Strathaven with the ball. We're tied at 35. Santese back across the timeline. Santese down low for Harrod. Knocked out of bounds by Mason Way, the 5'7 sophomore. Rough around the edges is Mason.
It was a good play.
But that was a great play right there. He's the only a 10th grader. He's committed some fouls. They were a little tough. Here's a ball. It's almost stolen away by Upper Darby, and it is stolen. Here's Way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Mason Way for the Royals. It's 8 points for him. Good-looking young athlete. 3 minutes to go, and Upper Darby up by 2 points, 37-35. Santese back across the timeline. We're going down to the wire again. Connor left of the key. Connor foul line. Right side, Hara. Hara looks to spin. Shot is no good, but an offensive foul on Hara. I think he gave the elbow.
Yeah.
And how many
this
is that
football,
on
Hara? Guys.
It's an offensive foul. Yeah. It's on Hara with the elbow when I saw that. So, I think that's four on John.
We have four on John.
On Hara. And Upper Darby will have the ball. 37-35, 2-point lead for the Royals. They bring it back across midcourt. Noah Walker in trouble. And what are they going to call it? Smart timeout by Coach Miller. And Upper Darby, 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Upper Darby with the ball and a 2-point lead, 37-35. We'll take a break on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Upper Darby with the ball at a 2-point lead over Strathaven. 37-35 here at Strathaven, thanks to Coach Springfield, who's here tonight. One son plays for Chester, one plays for Strathaven. He's supporting his younger son, the sophomore out there, Jemai Springfield, also a good football player, and here we go. Upper Darby with the ball, and they're probably going to try to be patient, probably, I would imagine. Now they're going to go right to the rack, and the floater around, no good. Hara, the big rebound in the backcourt. Hara, Strathaven with the ball, trailing by two. 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. That was a close call, almost made by Kaita. Graves in front of us, near side, down low for Hara. Loses the ball, saved by Upper Darby. Tremendous play by Deshaun Brown, and a foul in the backcourt on... Are they going to call it on...
Upper Darby,
Darby?
John got the ball. Hara got the ball back.
John got the ball back quickly from Brown, and then he was fouled.
Right.
So it's going to be two shots for Hara. He can tie the game here.
Yeah, no pressure.
He's used to it by now. And the first is good. John with 19, 2:10 to go, fourth quarter. I was screened off there a little bit. And a great job by Deshaun Brown of Upper Darby getting the ball, but Hara got it back and was fouled. Again, Hara studies, fires, got it. We are tied at 37.
2:09.
Noah Walker in the backcourt across the timeline to Abdul Wahab. Pass into the lane, going to the basket. The floater, back of the rim, no good. Knocked out of bounds, way. And it's going to be last touch by Upper Darby.
Ooh, that looked like it was straight there. Strathaven touched that ball.
Way had a great opportunity right there, missed it. Yep. The Haven. The Panthers have the rock. 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Santisi back. He's guarded by Keita. Out high. Flips it off to Graves, top of the key. Looks to drive. Good defense, stolen away. And Upper Darby back 3-on-1. It's Abdel underneath. Abdul Wahab, he gets it, shot, no good, an easy layup, missed again. It looks like, I think Brown missed that shot, and then a foul. What a great
play. Got the rebound, he was just attacked and tried to dig out, and they fouled him on the way out trying to bring the ball down.
Not a smart foul, good free throw shooter, Hara, yep. Upper Darby. We are tied at 37-37, Hara shooting two. Great play by Maj Abdul Wahab of Upper Darby under the basket to save it from going out of bounds, but his teammate missed an easy shot. Free throw a good by Hara. Strathaven by one, 38-37.
1 minute, 31 seconds left in the game.
Here we go. As Mike said, a buck 31. Free throw, nothing but net for Hara. Checking back into the game now for Upper Darby, Matamu Toure, 5'11 sophomore. Inbounding the ball is Maj Abdul Wahab. Gets it into senior Noah Walker. Strathaven by two. Far side, Keita. Near side, out high, Toure. Toure has it. Looks to penetrate, and ball's knocked out of bounds. Ooh. Last touch by Upper Darby.
Yep.
Again, you got a couple sophomores out there. Very rambunctious for Upper Darby, and forcing a little bit too much. But you know what? You cannot fault the effort, both these teams here tonight, Ben. We think this is for the Central League Championship. They'll meet at least one more time this year. Next time at Upper Darby, Graves out high, a minute to go. Strathaven with Graves. Top of the key, Santisi to Connor. They weave it around, out high Graves. 50 seconds to go. Upper Darby does not need to foul as of yet. Santisi is fouled. That time by Hodges, number 4 on him. 44.6 seconds to go. And Strathaven by 2, 39-37. Two shots for A.J. Santisi. So Santisi at the line, back into the game for Upper Darby, number 13, Nasir Greer. So two timeouts. You heard Coach McFadden, yeah. Strathaven. They have two timeouts if they need them. And at the line, up. Strathaven money at the line here in the fourth quarter, leading by three. Greer back into the game. 40-37 Haven. Central League boys basketball. Crowd on the edge of their seats here. 44.6 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. Again, Santisi up. Nothing but net. A.J. Santisi, 5'8 junior. Upper Darby back. Plenty of time. They don't have to go for a three. This is Abdul Wahab. Good defense on him. Hara with the steal. Ahead of the pack to Graves. Back to Hara with the alley-oop jam. Unbelievable.
That was a nail in a coffin, boy. That was a statement.
Oh, my goodness. 6-point lead, Strathaven. Short shot, no good. Hara the rebound. Hara to Graves. Maybe he'll do it for Cooper Driscoll. Ahead of the pack. Cooper gets it into Hara. Ball on the floor, taken by Upper Darby. 10 seconds to go, Strathaven. Unless there's a minor miracle, they got this, baby. Three ball. Abdul Wahab, Upper Darby, no good. 3 seconds to go. Offensive rebound, Upper Darby. Three ball, no good, and that's going to be it.
Great finish.
One heck of a boys high school basketball game to start off our broadcast season. DelcoHoops.com, Strathaven 43, Upper Darby 37, exclamation point, alley-oop jam. Jordan Graves of Haven, the guard, to John Harrah. We'll be back to wrap it up following these messages. What a game. Strathaven improves to 3-0. Upper Darby falls to 0-1. 43-37, Haven, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Strathaven wins it by a score of 43-37. And let's run down the score after one quarter. Strathaven trail 12-10. We've got Mr. Sudan from Chester and Mr. Springfield from Chester in the house. At halftime, 20-16, Strathaven over Upper Darby after 3, 31-29 was the score. Strathaven leading it. And then final score, 43-37. Mike, an unbelievable game. 24 points for 6'9 senior John Harrah, including an exclamation alley-oop jam from Jordan Graves, a pass, and it was unbelievable. What a game. Yeah. I hate to see a loser. Strathaven's 3-0. Upper Darby is 0-1, but they meet again. And, you know, we do games like this. We wish we could do 2-3 games a week, but we are married. Well, I'm engaged.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we can't do 2-3 games a week because we have a life, but that's another story.
Do we?
But in any event. Yeah, so this should be a great way to start out the season, great way to finish a game. Certainly was an exclamation mark for Harrah Strathaven to come in and just slam it and close the door on Upper Darby. But Upper Darby hung the entire time. So, you know, I'm looking to – I don't know how many more Upper Darby games we're going to be able to do, but I'll be following them pretty closely, see how they do as they get through the season. So Haven comes out of the night 3-0, and Upper Darby goes out 0-1. So we'll see what happens.
It's Jordan's right in front of us, Jordan Graves, who made the pass. And you can hear the replay of this entire game, so we'll have to send him the link of the broadcast. There you go. So running down the scoring once again totally, Jordan Graves, 5'9 junior with a total of 6 points. Great floor leadership also, and excellent defense. Peter Fago for Strathaven, 6'1 senior with 1 point. A.J. Santese, 5'8 junior with 6. Tremendous floor work by A.J. Ryan Morris, 6'1 junior with 2. Check out all of the underclassmen playing. Cooper Driscoll, 6'5 junior with 4. John Harrah, 8 points in the fourth quarter, 24 for the game. Upper Darby, 6 points for Bernie Bradley, 6'3 senior. Did a nice job for them here tonight. Mahamadou Touré, a 5'11 sophomore with 2. Mason Way, another sophomore, 5'7 with 8. Noah Walker, number 11 for Upper Darby, 6 foot senior, 5. Deshaun Brown, 6'2 senior with 3. Maj Abdel Wahab with a total of 8 points. He played a great game overall.
He was great both sides of the ball.
Everywhere. Number 45, Bayer Hodges, played his tail off for Upper Darby. 6'5 senior is Steve Toller's wife taking pictures of us with a total of 5 points. Strathaven wins at 43-37. And Mike, we're back at it again on Friday. Small schools, but really good ones. Delco Christian hosting Church Farm.
6:45 on the air, 7 o'clock tip off.
And thank you, Patrick Cavini, the new athletic director for Strathaven. He finally met me in person, finally. And it's awesome.
He's already sick of me. So
and great. Right. And the game is archived. It's awesome. So I'm going to go home and listen to the replay.
Okay, time to say goodnight.
Strathaven wins at 43-37 over Upper Darby. We'll see you Friday on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.